This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and welcome back. Today's sunnah is quite interesting and it doesn't require much of effort. It's not about praying or, you know, fasting or giving any charity. It's about saying something very simple. You know, when we hear the crowing of a rooster or the cock, the Prophet ﷺ recommended that we should make dua. We should supplicate. We should take advantage and seize this opportunity, raise our hands and start making dua. Why? The Prophet ﷺ said, whenever the roosters start crowing, this is a sign that they have seen something that we don't see. What is it? فَإِنَّهَا رَأَتْ مَلَكًا. They have seen an angel. And what is the significance of seeing an angel? When the angels descend, that's a sign that Satan's run away. And that's a sign of descending mercy and tranquility. And that's a sign that this is the right time to make dua, because your dua will be accepted. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to take advantage of every virtuous time to make dua. Like he said, every Friday there is an hour or sometime the dua will be answered. In sujood, dua will be answered. Whenever it is raining, this is a sign of mercy. Your dua will be answered. And so on. Whenever you're musafir, and whenever you hear the crowing of the rooster. In Arabic, we say the rooster is calling azan. You know? And that's why we say the roosters wake us up for Fajr, because they start crowing during Fajr time. MashaAllah. So when you hear the crowing of the roosters, this is a sign they have seen an angel. And then on the other flip, the Prophet ﷺ said, and if you hear the prey of a donkey, and that happens a lot, then استعيذوا بالله, seek refuge with Allah. Against what? Against whom? Against the outcast Satan. فَإِنَّهَا رَأَتْ شَيْطَانَ. Whenever you hear the braying of the donkey, the braying of a donkey is a sign that the donkey has seen something that we could not see. What is it? The braying of a donkey indicates that the donkey or the donkeys have seen Satan. So from that we understand that animals could see what we as human beings could not see. The roosters, they could see the angels. Donkeys, they could see the jinn and Satans. Where Allah Almighty said about us, إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ. The jinn kind, they can see us, but we cannot see them. So whenever we know an indication that shaitan is there, quickly seek refuge with Allah. Again, is the outcast Satan, not to be harmed by him. As a matter of fact, that is also stated in the Quran. In Surah Fussilat, the Almighty Allah says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. يعني, whenever Satan whispers to you, then seek refuge with Allah. Indeed, he's the all-hearer, the all-knowing. So now you know Shaitan has appeared. How do you know? Because of the braying of a donkey. Then start saying, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. So the donkey will stop braying and Shaitan will disappear as a result of your seeking refuge in the Almighty Allah. Once Abu Bakr Siddiq was sitting and some Bedouin was offending him and he was very cruel to him. Abu Bakr was quiet. But when he had it with him, he started responding to him. So the Prophet ﷺ was sitting from the beginning. When Abu Bakr started responding, the Prophet ﷺ left. So Abu Bakr chased him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, you've been there since the beginning. You have seen, I didn't open my mouth. And now when I started to reply, you left? He said, yes, because whenever you're quiet, Allah has appointed an angel to defend you and respond on your behalf. And once you started defending yourself, shayateen have all appeared. And I do not sit in a place where Satans are sitting. So what do you say? A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. And until next time, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.